The Mid-Atlantic Regional Planning Body is unique in that federal agencies, state officials, tribes, and the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council are all coming together with a common goal. John Kennedy is the director of the Mid-Atlantic Gateway Office for the U.S. Maritime Administration and part of the regional planning body.
And so we're trying to take a holistic view of really more of how the ocean actually functions in reality, and then we'd like to monitor our progress and kind of return to a regular planning cycle in order to inform the decision making. So we're seeing so many changes. You know, in my area, we're seeing the ships get larger and larger. We're seeing sand management, aquaculture, fishing.
One aspect of planning is national security. Joe Atangan is a physical scientist with the U.S. Fleet Forces Command. He says national security is an important aspect of planning because the Atlantic coast is considered a primary training ground for the military.
What we want to do in the planning process is we want national security concerns addressed early in the planning process so that we're not coming in towards the end of the project planning process to say, hey, look, this has an impact on national security. So we want those issues addressed up front.
Atangan says the U.S. Fleet Forces Command will share where their operations areas are. That way, other ocean management groups don't interfere with military activity. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.